The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to our second 10th anniversary special for Robots of the Company. Has it really been 10 years? Joe J. Thomas.
I think I was in on the first auditions for Robots of the Company. I could be wrong, but that was when I tried out for Pudge, and I thought I tried out for a few more. I seem to remember reading for Popsicle and maybe even Shinny, but apparently Pudge and I made a connection in that first audition.
Kay Wu.
I've been involved with Dream Realm since the very beginning, and ROTC was one of the first projects that was discussed, and I remember getting an email for the pitch for two characters. I don't even think they were robots yet, called Pudge and Squeak. I think one was an elephant. At some point, as those emails went back and forth, the original pitch for Pudge and Squeak got changed, and they became robots. And it became this whole bigger project called Robots of the Company. And all these other characters started to show up. So I guess you could say that I've been involved with Robots of the Company since the very beginning.
Kyle Boers.
Well, I remember talking with Jonathan about some Doctor Who short stories that I had written and being brought in to help write some of the initial first season of Doctor Who stories that DRE was doing. I remember when we were doing that and we were planning some other titles and some other series coming out, and I know we wanted to end up having something that we could get out a little quicker than was taking for these to be done. So I remember he came up with these scripts called Robots of the Company, and they were funny, and they had lots of good characters in them, and I just remember reading them and liking them and looking forward to doing them, and not originally intending on auditioning for them, but then I just figured, you know what? What the heck? You know, I've always wanted to do this kind of stuff anyway, and I did, and that was that.
Jim Barber.
My first introduction to Robots of the Company, or ROTC, as we kind of refer to it, I believe I responded to a Yahoo group or ad or something of that nature talking about voice actors for a series of audio programs, dramas, plays, that type of thing.
Daryl Looney.
I think it was maybe 2004, 2005, maybe. Yeah, it has been about a good 10 years. And I ran into Dream Realm and online plays and all of that. And I dropped them an email asking did they need any music or sound effects or, you know, any of that kind of thing for the play. Because I was trying to get more and more into doing things like Foley and, you know, all the special effects for movies and all of that, as well as especially doing music for movies and everything. And this was a good way to kind of get into that. I used to always like to listen to plays on the radio when I was growing up. I mean, obviously there was no internet in like the 70s and all everything, but you heard a lot of plays on the radio, and those were always interesting to me.
Andrew Dorfman.
I first came across Robots of the Company when I was co-hosting a podcast and radio show called Shadowlands, and that's when we started coming across this weird little serial about strange little robots in their own little universe. And it gave me a good chuckle, and I'm glad to see it's made it as long as it has.
Captain John Tatterzak.
Many, many, many moons ago, I was approached by Jonathan to do a robot. I believe his name was Payload. Payload was a forklift used on a ship to move things left and right and right and left. So I played Payload for little bit of time.
David Ott.
My first introduction to robots, I don't know, 10 years is a long time to try and remember back, but I remember once I started, it was great fun to listen to, and I wanted to, I can remember standing at the station listening to robots and sort of keeping me company on commutes into work.
Sally Wiggett.
Man, that's so long ago, I honestly don't remember. It was probably listening to the first episode, and then either seeing an audition call out or John emailed and said, hey, would you be interested in playing this role? Because I'd been doing a few other roles for various stories in Dream Realm Enterprises at the time. But man, that's a long time ago.
Vince Staden.
I actually think my first introduction was when I was asked to write for it. And it might have been Gelfling, who sent me an email asking if I was interested in writing a comedy script for a short sitcom about robots. And I thought that it sounded interesting, so I checked out the available episodes from the Dream Realm site. A couple of them were around, I think, and they were all very funny.
Jeff Niles.
I think my first introduction to Robots the Company was when Jonathan Patrick Russell sent out an email asking if voice actors he had used in some other productions would be interested in taking part in this new Robots comedy series he was thinking of producing. I said yes, and, well, the rest, as they say, is history.
Danny Cutler.
Happy 10th anniversary, Robots of the Company. How exciting. I'm so happy for you and just happy for everybody who's been involved. My first introduction to Robots of the Company was 10 years ago. As a listener, I discovered robots through Sonic Society and just was hooked from the beginning. So fun, so quirky. And then a few seasons later, I was cast a part in the production as Kika. And I can't believe that it's the 10th anniversary. John and everybody has worked so hard on making it fun and quirky and great writing and great production. And it's just amazing that it's been 10 years.
Gary Erickson.
I don't remember when I first heard about ROTC. It may have been from reading a casting call notice in a Yahoo voice acting group. I think that might have been it. I came to ROTC fairly recently, but I've listened to some episodes. I'm impressed that it's been on the air, so to speak, for 10 years. There isn't much on the internet that lasts that long. I think that's a tribute to the loyal fan base and to the writing. I love the premise of ROTC. It's folks doing normal, mundane jobs deep in the bowels of a large corporation, except they're robots, and they're in space, and they're on a big, bucketable spaceship. I think it's a unique and it's a funny concept that has a lot of potential for taking off in many different directions.
Stefania Lintonbaum.
Tongue-in-cheek, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, tongue-in-cheek. I like that. I like the cleverness of it.
Wayne Hayward.
I guess it was in 2005. Jim Barber was telling me about this group of audio productionists he was working with. Along with Granville Scott. So I just moved up to Maine, and I was looking for something to do because, well, you know, not working yet. And I looked into this Dream Realm thing, and I came across these Robots of the Company. And I started listening to it, and I started actually using them on my college radio show that I was starting to do at the time.
Cat Waterflame.
My first introduction to Robots of the Company was through my dad, because he does a bunch of the characters. And one day he said they were looking for someone to fill a role, and he asked if I wanted to do it. And I said, sure, why not? I got nothing better to do. So my life with Robots of the Company began.
Victor Aurelius.
Well, that's a good question, because it's been a while, and I believe it was probably Jeff and Jonathan talking about it on my radio show. Might have even been way before that, because it's been a few years. But when I first heard it, I just absolutely fell in love with the series. It's just, it's well written, it is hilarious, and everybody involved just seems to have such a good time doing it. And I was lucky to finally be involved in the series myself now this season, and I'm getting to play two characters, which is like really, really cool.
Tenth anniversary, has it been that long? Literally, it's kind of gone hand in hand with my voiceover career. I got serious about voiceover right around the time that I started to play in Robots at the Company. So it's kind of grown with me, and I see the show going further and further, and my career is kind of on the same path. So it's kind of cool to think of 10 years of doing a show.
Congratulations! Yay, you've made it! I am amazed that it's gone on for 10 years, and I can't believe how fast it's been. Looking forward to seeing where it goes. It's gone through a lot of different twists and turns and changes over the years, and I'm sure that there are many, many more planned.
I've been through a lot in the last 10 years, and I'm glad to have had this friendship with Jonathan and with the people I've met, Jeff Niles and Kim and everybody, even the ones I haven't met. I mean, I've met Sally in person. I've met Ron Smith. It's been a crazy decade, and I'm glad that Briscoe has kind of been there as a happy spot, for me, and such a wonderful happy character to play during that time.
Wow, 10 years. It's been a long ride, huh? I never envisioned that this thing would go on this long, quite frankly. When I first sent in my audition tapes and things like that, I never expected to be much more than a one-off. And again, I think if I recall, 10 years is a long time for someone my age. God dang it, you little whippersnappers. But 10 years ago, I think my initial response to DRE was Doctor Who fan fiction and things like that. And, after I'd submitted a few things for that, they said, hey, we're going to do this completely original series, and would you like to be a part of it? So I said, oh, okay.
10th anniversary. Wow. It really has been a long time. Like I was saying, when I first started this, I was not wearing bifocals. But I certainly am now. Oh, boy. So 10 years. So it really has been going on that long. That's pretty amazing. And I have thought over and over again, because the technology has changed so much over the past 10 years. I would really like to see the series, not just as audio, but to see it animated, to bring the characters alive in another dimension, if you will. And I think that would be great to take it to that level, because we can reach a much broader audience than we have. I thought it was really awesome the time we were picked up by the syndicated radio show in Canada and other places, but I really think that we could expand even further if the show were animated or something like that, with some really cool looking characters and everything. And I've spoken about that a few times, but I personally don't have time to do it myself, that or the skill, actually. So it would be really great if somebody came along and they really liked it enough and enjoyed the series as it was enough to kind of create something like that.
10 years of Robots of the Company is amazing, because it proves that on the internet there's an audience out there for something that you want to do. Robots of the Company didn't originate as something that it was thought to go 10 years. It's just something that got there because people are following it and they're passionate about it and they like listening to the stories of the robots. And anytime you have a passionate following, you're going to keep keep that show around for quite a long time.
Being a sci-fi, I'm sure it's one of the great things that can be out there. Another is being space. And who doesn't love robots?
Well, 10th anniversaries. It seems it's a good year for 10th anniversaries because the Sonic Society has just celebrated 10 seasons. So, yes, brilliant is the main thought. It's certainly something that requires a lot of patience and dedication to keep going for that long. And basically, here's to 10 more years.
It's amazing that it's the 10th anniversary of Robots of the Company and that it's been in my life for 10 years. That's crazy. That's really cool, too. I think it relates to the appeal of the show because it's a very flexible, adaptable format. I mean, yes, you're dealing with robots, but these are very human robots who are dealing with robot bureaucracy and who are quirky and sometimes crazy, and they all have their unique personalities. And the very format of the show kind of allows you to play with different genres and parody different genres. And I think that's probably why it has lasted so long, because you can go in so many different directions with it.
It's good. It's a good series. It's charming. It's witty. It's science fiction without being too serious and po-faced. It's just silly robots getting into scrapes. It's kind of got that Hanna-Barbera kind of animated series from your childhood kind of feel to it. Yeah, and because it's on radio, you can actually picture everything as really. I mean, the Titan One is this ship. I always thought it was, you know, the size of a city. And we'd be clanking around on this thing in one little area. There's very good sound design from John with loads of episodes where you actually felt really involved in the pictures in your head, because it was very well done, and the characters were very strong and silly and fun, and good decisions along the way to evolve it, to make it progress and not keep still, but maintaining the core of it and adding new characters and so forth. The robots will endure. Praise the company.
I've said this before, and I will say it again. This is the little show that could. I certainly did not think it would last 10 years. After all, it started out as, 10 minutes or less episodes? And as a filler until some other productions of Dream Realm could be produced. And people heard it and loved it. And I love it. I think it could last another 10 years and still be relevant and fun, of course. And, of course, funny. That's the main thing. It is funny.
It's quirky. It's fun. It's just, you know, it's not really intense. It's just everybody having a good time. And there's a lot of inside sci-fi jokes and geeky stuff like that. And I hope that it continues for another 10 years. And I've just been so honored to be a part of it. And it's just been a great time. So thank you and happy anniversary.
I also personally love the fact that it stayed family friendly. There's so much junk on the internet, everyone trying to push the envelope. It's great to have something that would be fine for my kids or even my grandkids to listen to.
It's amazing that it's lasted 10 years, but with the talent, I'm not talking about myself, with the talent that's in it, I'm not surprised. It's a well-put-together show. Everybody seems to enjoy being in it. It's no surprise that it's taken 10 years. It's marvelous.
10 years? It's still going? That's impressive. That is.
I didn't actually know that it was the 10th anniversary, so that's kind of awesome that it's been around for 10 years, so congratulations.
The show is just been running for so long, and it's got such a great fan base, and like I said, the cast has fun doing it. It's just amazing that a series like this has been going on all these years. I don't know of anybody else that's had a series running this long. Like 10 years is an amazing amount of time for an audio series to keep going and keep getting cast members and keep getting great scripts. It's wonderful that that Robots of the Company has been going this long, and I hope to be involved in the series and be listening to the series for the 20th anniversary, which I know will happen because the show is great.
You've been listening to our second 10th anniversary special of Robots of the Company, Has It Really Been 10 Years?, which featured interviews with, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas, Kay Wu, Kyle Bors, Jim Barber, Daryl Nooney, Andrew Dorfman, Captain John Tatterzak, David Ault, Sally Wiggett, Vince Staden, Jeff Niles, Danny Cutler, Gary Erickson, Stefania Lindenbaum, Wayne Hayward, Cat Waterflame, and Victor Aurelius. Incidental music was provided by Kevin McLeod. The post-production editor, producer, and director of this special was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for joining us. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with your comments or your questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Tune in next time for the third special in this series, a podcast-style interview show hosted by myself, Jonathan Patrick Russell, and Jeff Niles. Until then, please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.